It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A couple in Michigan that won $500,000 in the lottery 3 years ago were just arrested for a two-month burglary spree. They're facing charges of home invasion, possession of burglary tools.
Yeah, I guess so.
So when you go to the Home Depot or something like that, you just figure out, where's the burglary tools?
What aisle are the burglary tools on?
I need to.
And I need some new solar lighting as well.
You could just help me out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's sad to hear. A 36-year-old triplet in Georgia who fatally stabbed one of his brothers says it was an accident.
Oh, oopsie.
He was just trying to give him a hug.
Oh, okay.
How does that work out?
With a knife? What were you just hugging me with a knife? Oh, geez, I'm so sorry.
Maybe he was going to put butter on something.
Well, maybe
sorry
so.
Sorry about that story. I really didn't pre-read.
Wow, okay. No, I think he's okay. I think it, but yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Because it says who fatally stabbed.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear you say fatally. Who stabbed his brother, I heard you say.
Yes, fatally stabbed.
You want to go to another story, maybe? Want to pick one that doesn't have fatal in it?
A 38-year-old woman in Utah with prominent makeup tried to tell the cop she was a 21-year-old daughter during a traffic stop.
Oh, well, all right. Okay.
She was her
daughter. That's happening a lot lately.
I'm not my mother. I'm her daughter.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what happened to my mother. She ran off.
Where are your burglary tools? Oh, my gosh. Hey, a realtor in Nashville. Boy, what a major faux pas. You know, sometimes you don't move. The blow dryer might be in the mirror when you're doing your selfie.
Yeah.
Well, he uploaded 31 beautiful pictures of a home for a new listing that he had.
Yeah.
Apparently, he accidentally, it only should have been maybe 30 pictures instead of 31, because there was a picture of him. With somebody giving him a bit of a favor in front of the mirror. And it was a much younger woman, just plain as day, could see everything.
Wow.
Yeah, that home went to a different real estate company, by the way. They said, you know, thank you so much, Miguel, but we're going to use somebody else. Thank you, though. Yeah.
Can I get a hug?
They say that happens, but I don't want to know that it happens.
Right.
I don't need to see pictures.
No, you got to be careful.
Yes, and a 600-pound bull recently jumped over a 7-foot fence at a farm auction house in Ontario, Canada. Now, the bull was scheduled to be auctioned off. Of course he made a beeline for it. He hopped on over, was spotted later. People tried to get near him, but they say he was, quote, aggressively charging around town. Officials were unable to capture the bull. They still don't know where he is.
Really?
By the way.
Wow.
No, I'm sure he's sitting in a field somewhere with a cigarette going, don't you even try it. Don't even try it, you people. Don't even try. Got a few good years left. Leave me alone.
Not today.
Because I think that's what bulls do. They kick, right?
Is that what they do?
And puff.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.